A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means, "God is with us." The Gospel of the Lord. I am the world's worst at remembering people's birthdays. How about you? Plus, I do not have a wonderful, wise wife who gently reminds me to pick up a gift on my way home for so-and-so because it's their birthday. But one birthday I will always remember every year, and that is my mom's birthday. It is June 2nd. If it weren't for my mom's birthday, her own coming into this world, where would I be? I wouldn't even be a twinkle in my father's eye. But we should also remember the birthday of our spiritual mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And her birthday is today, September 8th. Let me say a word about the significance of our spiritual mother's birthday. Now, when do birthdays typically occur? When does a birthday typically occur? Well, they usually happen around now 9 months after what event? Now, look, I'm a celibate Catholic priest, and even I know what happens 9 months before someone is born. That's when they are conceived in their mother's womb. So what date is 9 months before September 8th? Give up? It's December 8th when we celebrate the feast of the Immaculate Conception. So who was conceived on December 8th and then born 9 months later on September 8th? It was Mary. But if you ask 99% of Catholics whose conception we celebrate on December 8th, what answer will you hear? They will say, "It's Jesus' conception." Please correct them. This magnificent church you are sitting in, called the Immaculate Conception, was built in honor of Our Lady's conception. She was the one who told the three children at Lourdes, "Je suis l'Immaculée Conception." I am the Immaculate Conception. In other words, if you can remember who was born on September 8th, you can figure out who was conceived on December 8th. Got it? But you know, every conception and every birthday is important and worth remembering. Why? Well, because every newborn baby is a child of God, created in God's image and likeness, and destined for heavenly glory. Let me share with you my all-time favorite C.S. Lewis quotation from his essay called The Weight of Glory. C.S. Lewis wrote this: "It's a serious thing to live in a society of possible gods and goddesses, to remember that the dullest, most uninteresting person you can talk to may one day be a creature which, if you saw it now, you would be strongly tempted to worship, or else a horror and a corruption such as now you meet, if at all, only in a nightmare." It is in the light of these overwhelming possibilities that we should conduct all our dealings with one another, all friendships, all loves, all play, all politics. Now here comes the best part. There are no ordinary people. You have never talked to a mere mortal. Nations, cultures, arts, civilizations, these are mortal. And their life is to ours like the life of a gnat. But it is immortals whom we joke with, work with, marry, and exploit. Immortal horrors or everlasting splendors. My friends, look around this church. There are no mere mortals here this morning. There are no ordinary people in the pews. And that, by the way, is why you should remember their birthdays. Praised be Jesus Christ.